Here at World Dairy Expo, I'm speaking with Andy Skidmore, representing the Dairy Cattle Reproduction Council. And Andy, if you could just first tell me a little bit of background about the Dairy Cattle Reproduction Council.
The Dairy Cattle Reproduction Council was started, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago, and it was a group of concerned professionals that were concerned because dairy cattle fertility was on a downhill slope and it was declining for many years, and felt like we needed to pool resources together to somehow that we could turn that around and improve fertility in dairy cattle.
Now, when you say dairy cattle professionals, are we talking about company representatives, vets, a whole spectrum there?
It was a whole spectrum. It included industry people, it included veterinarians as well as producers, and people from education or universities.
Well, what do you feel is the importance of this relatively new organization then for the industry?
The importance is trying to disseminate the information to improve fertility in dairy cattle. And so it's a joint effort among all the different parties that are involved and are concerned with the fertility in dairy cattle, and trying to pool those resources together to try and improve the fertility of dairy cattle on dairy farms.
So how are you disseminating this information?
Well, we have an annual meeting once a year where it's a day and a half program that is tried to gear towards producers as well as veterinarians, but to get to that applied aspect, that what can I do in the next 12 months to improve the fertility on my farm, or how can I help my clients' farms improve their fertility.
Do you have a website?
Yes, we also have a website where all the material is available on the website. There's a members-only section for, the information from the most immediate information is available to members only, but we're still developing that website to try and make it as a resource for people to go to when they have questions on dairy cattle fertility, that they can go there and find the information that they're looking for.
Well, it seems like you've already accomplished quite a bit in just a couple of years. What are your long-term goals?
Our long-term goals are to improve fertility in dairy cattle, but to try and disseminate that information, to become the source where people that are on the ground running, where the rubber meets the road, a source of information and education where they can go to and find answers to their questions and try and improve the industry.
Now, you have a reproduction awards program. Tell me about that.
Yes. 2 years ago, we started a reproduction awards program where, through one of the suggestions of one of the attendees at one of the meetings, suggested that. And so we started a program where we take nominations from farms, from people in the industry. The professionals can nominate a farm. Mm-hmm. And they nominate a farm, and then we've got a panel of judges that will judge those nominations and then finalists, which they have to submit a data set for. And then that's analyzed by an independent analytical program and incorporates a whole lot of different factors. But then, we award them, and to try and recognize, the objectives are to recognize those that are doing an excellent job, and two, to figure out what can we learn from those who are doing an excellent job, and, how can I, as a producer, what can I learn, what can I do better to improve fertility on my farm?
What are some of the suggestions that you have for producers specifically? I suppose it varies from farm to farm, even region to region.
It definitely does, and I was starting to say there that on the awardees of this year, mm-hmm. and if you look at the finalists on these, they've been able to achieve very high levels, astonishingly high levels of reproductive efficiency on their farms, but each one of them have done it in a different way. And that's what the interesting thing is that they all approach it in a different way, using different technologies, different methodologies, but yet are very successful in achieving very high fertility rates. And so the devil's in the details. And it's how you implement it and your attention to detail on whatever methodology you want to use. So there aren't any big secrets.
Now, are you still looking for people to join the Dairy Cattle Reproductive Council?
Oh, absolutely. We'll take as many people as we can get, and we're trying to grow the organization. And it's still a very young organization. And so, we're going through the initial growing pains. But, absolutely. Anybody who'd like to join and contribute to it and also give us suggestions on how to improve. We're open for all the suggestions we can get.
And your membership level ranges from, you have producers included as well as industry folks?
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. We've got producers and veterinarians and industry people that are members of it. Mm-hmm. And there's a newsletter that comes out. I'm trying to remember if it's monthly or quarterly. I don't remember. But there is an electronic newsletter that does come out with some good information in it as well. And our annual meeting, we average about 400 people to attend our annual conference once a year. This year it'll be in St. Paul, Minnesota, November, I think it's 11th and 12th.
I'm sure the information for that is on your website, right?
Yes, absolutely. The information is on the website. You can go to DCRC Council, that's with one C in the second one, .org.
So it's DCRCouncil.org.
Right.
Are you an officer then on the council?
Yes, I am the secretary for the organization, as well as I direct the reproduction awards.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much, Andy Skidmore, talking about the Dairy Cattle Reproduction Council. And once again, that website, dcrcouncil.org. At World Dairy Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.